I'm recording, editing and mixing stereo sound in a multi-track digital audio workstation app called RecTools. Has audio production on the iPhone and iPod Touch finally come of age?
The software is not for everyone. The interface is a rather odd red colour on a black background. And the help file is non-existent. Actually, come to think of it, the software hasn't been updated for about 6 months. But maybe there's a new version in the works. There are other multi-track software out there since this one came out. But I've been playing with this one a lot. And although the interface was quirky at first, it actually makes a lot of sense when using the tiny multi-touch screen on the iPod Touch or the iPhone. Although I suspect some of the newer competition, which is not only cheaper, but has a more modern interface, might work better on the larger iPad device. But it's still, again, maybe I'm showing my age, but it blows my mind that I'm just looking at a multi-track interface on a tiny little device in the palm of my hands. I'm able to cut, copy, trim, no effects at all, not even normalization as far as I can see, let alone things like compression or reverb. So it's very much a very simple, kind of like a four-track cassette deck. Actually, I think it's four stereo tracks or eight mono tracks. So it's quite capable. The import and export options are pretty limited, but I think that's more to do with the device than and the rules Apple have set up than it is to do with the program itself. So yeah, RecTools, RecTools. The main challenge for using it with AudioBoo is that it doesn't work with AudioBoo at all. I have to render my mix down, export it to my PC, my laptop, and then on the laptop use AudioBoo's add file feature to place it on AudioBoo. It would be nice if there was a multi-track iPod program that lets you upload directly to AudioBoo, but that would require AudioBoo, I assume, to open up some kind of, or to release some kind of software development kit. Still, I can imagine if I was an audio journalist of some kind out on the road, this would actually, particularly on the iPad, would be a viable option for putting together not just the basic audio of a report, but the finished edited product. I'm not a huge fan of the name, RecTools. I know it stands for Recording Tools, but when I look at the name of the software, I see RecTools, as in rectum, but maybe that's just me.